Hello, I'd like to say thank you for joining us of our first podcast. Thank you. But I'm not pregnant. I'm just fat. I'm Miss Fatty. I'm going to be your host of this lovely podcast. Basically, just to get started, I'm going to explain what this is all about. First of all, it is about the life of a little bit plus-sized girl in a big world. Basically, I'm just going to go through what it's like to be somebody who is not a size zero. I'm going to address, first of all, clothing, of course. Being plus size, of course, means that you are a certain size, which is based off of clothing. So we're going to attack that issue. Also, we're going to address exercise and diets, what works and what doesn't work. I'm going to chronicle my own struggle, you know, just to let you know everybody goes through this, and I just really want to give everyone an opportunity to realize that they're not alone. Also, we're going to attack society's perception of plus-size people, especially in the media, reality TV, sitcoms. We're also going to address celebrities and their perceptions, as well as, you know, lots of different groups of people. I was a cheerleader. We're going to, you know, attack cheerleaders and really get to the basis of a lot of things. So basically anything that deals with weight, which in today's society is pretty much everything, we're going to tackle. And try to do everything with a little bit of humor and a little bit of fun. So basically, after we've explained all that, I'm going to go ahead and tell you my story. I'm a 21-year-old college student. When I was in high school, my freshman, sophomore, and most of my junior year, I was a size 6. I've always been active with cross country, and I've always been active with cheerleading. So when I got mono and I broke my leg at the same time, it really was a blow. I gained a lot of weight because I just wasn't eating healthy, and I, of course, couldn't exercise, and I just really gained a lot of weight. So at that time, I kind of went up to a size 16. And kind of was probably a little bit more than that, but I refused to admit it. Fortunately, my boyfriend of the time of 3 years cheated on me with one of my best friends, which unfortunately I'd have to say is one of the best things that's ever happened to me. I lost a ton of weight at that time. So I went back down to like a size 12, 14, which, you know, I was probably more at 18 at that time. So that was a pretty good weight loss within a couple months. When I went into college, whereas some people gain weight, I actually lost all of it. I lost even more weight. I mean, I was always getting compliments. You look so great. You know, I just didn't want to say anything to you before, but you know, you look really healthy now. And then I started dating my current fiance, and it just went downhill from there. I gained 50 pounds in a year, so that put me at my current weight. I'm 204 as of today, and I also am a size 20, give or take, you know, depending on where you're shopping. So to see, you know, within a year and a half, I've gone from a size 12, 14, 150 pounds to 200 pounds and a size 20. So it's quite a drastic change. But of course, like I said, I am engaged. So that is something I also will be tackling, you know, planning for a wedding and not being a size zero and the everyone's notions that you should lose weight just because you're getting married. So we're just going to go forth from there. Now, as you might wonder about the title of the podcast, let me tell you the story behind it. About 6 months ago, I was at a Barnes & Noble, and I was with my fiance and one of my high school friends who was down for the weekend. We were looking through, and we happened to run into her pastor, and who I knew since I went to their youth group. So we're talking to her pastor. She's talking about like a recent trip to India. You know, they're talking. I'm just kind of listening, you kind of laughing, kind of the friend on the side. And so after their conversation winds down, he turns to me and he goes, are you expecting? And I'm just taken aback. Like, I honestly did not know what to say. I actually said, what? And he repeated himself. And I'm like, no. And then he looks at me. So for one point, I'm obviously upset by the fact, thinking, oh my God, I look like I'm pregnant. And then I'm thinking in my head, well, I actually kind of got dressed up to come here. So, you know, what do I look like when I'm not dressed up? And then the second thought that passes through my mind is, this guy's a pastor. I obviously am not married. I don't have a ring on. You know, I just said I went to school. And he's, you know, making some sort of notion with that too. So I kind of give him a look, and he looks at me, and my fiance had been kind of jumping in and out of the conversation, you know. He was walking, wandering around Barnes & Noble. He goes, well, who's that then? And I'm like, my boyfriend? And he's like, oh. And then the conversation kind of just awkwardly ended there. We kind of walked off. And I just like the whole, you know, I kept telling everyone I'm fine, it's no big deal, it's kind of funny, you know, blah, blah. And I told a lot of people, because it is a little bit humorous, because who says that? I mean, honestly, who actually comes out and says, you can think that kind of thing, but don't say it out loud. And so I'm thinking, and it's just killing me inside, you know, I feel so bad. And so 2 days later at my work, I'm reading Baby Bill, which is a fiction novel by Jane Green, excellent book. And someone comes up to me and goes, you know, I thought you were pregnant. And I'm like, no, this is a novel. I'm like, I'm not. I'm like, oh my gosh, twice in like a week. And I hadn't heard anything before this. I really haven't heard anything since this. But I'm just like, are you kidding me? You can't say those things. So really, that's kind of started this whole thing where I used to actually think I'm not plus size. Probably about, you know, around that time, I honestly did not think I had a weight problem. And then I went shopping for clothing, and I had that happen, and I was like, wow, I really am. So I'm really kind of making a lifestyle change, you know, trying to get on the exercising, trying to do the dieting. But if, as many of you probably know, it is extremely difficult to do. So we are going to try my, trying to see it's a team effort, trying to lose some weight and kind of also, you know, attack the fact that it is so, you know, so wrong to be overweight in the United States, even though, you know, the majority of the United States is obese. So why is there this huge, you know, stigma against people of weight? So that brings me to my first topic, which, of course, like I said, is what basically defines plus size and regular size is clothing size. Now, for those of you who aren't a plus size, oh my gosh, please, please be grateful for the fact you can shop at any store you like. Because if I could shop for pants at any store I like, I would be in heaven. Even if it was like the largest size they offered, I would most certainly love to shop there. I came to the realization that I wasn't normal sized anymore because I went jean shopping. And for any girl, and I didn't really think it's anyone who's even, you know, a size 5, jean shopping is horrific. Because jeans are just, I don't know, you never can be, like, tops, you can always be smaller, but girls have hips, and so jean shopping is horrific. So I'm going shopping, and normally, you know, I shop at all, like, major retailers, you know, I'm looking for just normal jeans that everyone else wears. I walk into, you know, one of the hip stores that I normally shopped at, and I usually wore, like, a 12 in their size. I couldn't even fit like a 12 around like one thigh. I tried on the highest weight, high size they carry, which of course is a size 16, and those didn't fit. I was like, what am I gonna do? Well, I found this like ugly pair of jeans in size 18, and I tried them on, no go. So at this point, I'm literally just ready to start bawling. It's like the most horrific experience of my life. Because you know what? Those are, I don't know where else to shop. I've never been in any stores other than these stores. What do you do if you don't fit in, you know, the 1 to 16 range or 1 to 18 range? You are screwed. There is nowhere else you can shop. So I'm kind of like, oh, wow, where am I going to shop? Well, thankfully, I kind of did a little bit of research, kind of talked to people that were a little bit bigger. You know, where do you get your jeans? You know, well, I did go into a Torrid, which has amazing jeans. They didn't quite fit my figure right, just because the cut's wrong, but they had everything. And really, it's horrible. And at this point, I've gotten to accept it, but I almost feel ashamed for walking in those stores. Like, it seems like people walk by them are like, you know, tisk at them, or like, ugh. There's a stigma even against a store that's catering to the majority of the United States. So I walk in there, and the lady was just so helpful, and she's really helping me out, but I just couldn't find anything I like. So I'm like, well, where else can I go? Well, I go to walk into Elaine Bryant, which also has extremely cute clothes, but unfortunately, extremely, extremely out of the price range of any college students. So I kind of leave there a little bit discouraged, like, wow, I really am just not going to be able to wear jeans ever again. I'm going to be stuck with these pants that are too tight, and buttons are popping off, they're ripping, you know. So someone suggests I go into a Vanity. I go into a Vanity, and it was like a heaven send. It was like the heavens opened up, and they were like, and now you will have jeans. So I walk in, and I start trying on jeans, And of course, I'm on the upper end of the jeans because this is a normal person size store. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm in heaven. And I have bought like 20 pairs of jeans from them since then. So this got me thinking. I have spent probably $200, $300 on jeans in this one store because I'm just so relieved that they fit. And I just realized, why doesn't mainstream retailers cater to a plus size crowd? Because like the statistics show, you know, they are the majority of the United States. And obviously, like I said, I spend tons of money. Like any girl who likes to shop is going to spend the money. And I almost feel like I should give companies that cater to the plus size business, because I respect them for identifying such a large portion of the United States. Whereas I almost want to completely avoid stores that don't carry anything higher than a 16. And so I was kind of thinking maybe I'm alone on this thought. Maybe I'm just kind of like us against them attitude. But I started talking to one of my bosses at work, and her daughter is probably like a size 14. And she says, you know, my daughter, she has so much trouble finding jeans. She just can't fit into any of them. And I was like, you know, go to Vanity. They have tons of stuff. Great, you know, great customer service, really cute stuff. Go there. And she's like, you know, I took my daughter into one of these mainstream stores, which has a history of being not diverse. You might know what I'm talking about. And she walks in, she's like, they wouldn't even come up and say hi to us. She's like, it was like she didn't even exist. She's like, but my son, her son's like this cute athletic type, had someone talking to him within 5 minutes of walking in the door. And she says, it's disgusting. She's like, I don't let any of my family, even if they fit in clothes there, shop there, because you shouldn't do that to people. And I had a similar experience going into its sister store, a different company, but owned by the same people. And I walk in, and all I wanted was a tank top. And, you know, I'm actually pretty normal size on the top. It's really just my awful hips. And so I just wanted a large, that's all. And all they had were small and mediums. So I kind of stand there for a while, you know, thinking somebody's going to come up to me. Well, no one did. So there's this guy who works there who's flirting with one of these super thin, size zero, looks like a model for that company. And I'm like, excuse me, sir, can I get a large in this? And he looks at me. He goes, one moment. And he like stomps into the back and he gets it, and he doesn't even hand it to me. He throws it down on the table and walks off. And at that point, I was like, are you kidding me? I mean, I'm paying just as much as that person, girl you're talking to, but unfortunately, I'm not a size zero. So I'm a little bit of a big mouth. And at that point, I decide I am going to go and find the owner of that store, and I'm going to bitch him out. So I go up to the counter and I go, can I please speak with a manager? And she's like, yeah, one moment, let me get one. She brings the manager over, and the manager could care. She's like, oh, I'm really sorry about that. That was it. That was the end of that. So I was kind of like, well, I'm not buying this shirt, you know. Kind of screw you guys, I'm leaving. So I leave, and you can bet that person never got yelled at. I mean, I'm sure it's not a big deal. And I mean, I've had similar experiences with some of the other major retailers. I walk in, and they always advertise, if you need another size, just tell us, right? So I go into the dressing room, and it really seems like no matter if I do need a bigger size or if I need a smaller size or I just need help, they're completely not wanting to help me. And I just, a lot of times, I mean, for example, I had one store I went in, I bought like 3 shirts, but I was just so unhappy with the service. They didn't care about me. They didn't want anything to do with me. They were sitting at the front talking to all their friends, you know, no big deal. And I left the store just being like, wow, you know, those girls, why did I shop at that store? Because those girls had no respect for me. And I walk down, and I go to another national retailer store, and I walk in, and there is this guy right in front of me, ready to help me. Starts pulling off things for shelves for me, you know, is helping me. And it's sometimes I think that's a little pushy, but at that time I needed something. And he's like, oh, that looks great. You know, isn't this a good sale? And he's giving me sale items and everything. Like, He was awesome. So I ended up spending, I only had like $100 to spend. I spent like $150 in that store alone. Actually went right back with all those bags from the store. Went back to the first store, and all those girls were still standing at the corner chatting, and I returned all the stuff from that store. And I just really think that instead of taking it and being like, well, I'm sorry, you know, obviously they don't care, and making yourself feel bad about it. Because I felt that, like, man, if I just weighed less, this would not be an issue, you know. And, you know, really just giving myself down and being really upset about it, I decided to take a stand on it and say, you know, I'm not wrong for feeling like I should receive the same treatment. So I really encourage anyone else who has a similar experience, you know, certainly do the exact same thing. Don't stand for it. Ask for a manager. I mean, the worst case scenario, they're going to laugh at you and not reprimand that employee, but more than likely they're going to say something to them. It never looks good when any of that kind of stuff happens. Also, a lot of national retailers have websites where you can actually, you know, contact them and send a complaint in, and that does get back to them. My dad was a manager, you know, a long time ago, was a manager of one of those companies, and he does receive all the complaints. So even back then they did. So really, you know, definitely take a stand. So also, you know, I just say a lot of times it's those size zero girls that have a perception about you. Now, I know, honestly, when I was a size 6, I might even have the same perception, so I'm probably just as guilty, but now having a little bit better understanding and being in this position, really, people just think you're lazy. You're fat and you're lazy. You know, they're, like, completely, connected. If you see someone walking down the street and they're fat, you automatically assume they're lazy. They're not, you know, really exercising. They don't have the willpower to do a diet. That is really, honestly, not the case. I just don't think it's fair to make somebody who's of size, you know, make them be on a diet, make them do exercise, you know, work themselves to death, completely become anal about what they're eating, where there's these girls that are size zeros and can eat whatever they want. If it comes down to a health issue, which I think is the major argument, you know, I have friends who are completely healthy. They eat, you know, fruits and vegetables, and they stick to the pyramid, and they exercise every day. But you know what? Genetics are against them, and they are not going to be a size zero ever. And I know people that are a size zero, and they eat Burger King like it's going out of style. They just eat and eat and eat, and they don't exercise. But you know what? That metabolism is so quick, it doesn't matter. But honestly, in the end, who's going to get the heart disease? The person who is eating healthy and exercising, or the girl who is eating burgers? So if you want to make health as an argument, you really have to look at genetics. Because I remember being in 7th grade, and of course, like I said, I was a size 6, but I was actually getting a little bit, I was kind of getting some weight on the hips, and I was getting stretch marks. And this was in, like I said, 7th grade. And we went in for a sports physical, and my mom said, "Doctor, is there anything you can do about these stretch marks?" And my doctor just goes, "I don't know, she probably got them from her mother." And so my mom's like, "Oh." He's like, "I didn't mean that as an insult, it's just genetics. You know, if you have wide hips, you're going to have wide hips. There's nothing I can do about that." So even when I was little, I still had the hips. And of course, now that I've gained weight, it's all gone to the hips. So really, there's just this conception that the girls that are thin and have never had to do this massive struggle that really does consume every amount of your life, you know, they just don't understand. So what I really encourage people to do is I encourage people to keep an open mind and realize that these people could be working their asses off, and you know what, it might not be doing any different, but you don't know that. You don't know if they're sitting at home lazy, and you don't know if they're exercising, so don't judge people because of that. Finally, I'm just going to kind of briefly touch on, and I'll definitely hit this a little bit harder later, is reality TV and the representation of society. Reality TV, I have never, ever, 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 ever seen a plus-size girl on reality TV, unless it's like Celebrity Flick Club or The Biggest Loser, where that's like the premise of the show, where it's showing that these people are, when they're trying to lose weight, that they're weak and it's a fight for them, and it really, I think it almost puts people on a negative light, and that, you know what, they're a better person now that they've lost all this weight. And so, I really hate fact. I mean, I watch reality TV. Don't get me wrong. I am addicted to reality TV. But I look back and I think of all those real worlders, and I cannot think of any of them who are a little bit heavyweight. And I know they made fun of Sarah on Leo's Campus Crawl season. Correct me if I'm wrong. Because she was quote-unquote heavy. Did you see that girl? That girl was not fat in the slightest bit. She's probably like a size 14. But unfortunately, when you're standing next to only size 6s, and that's all they've ever casted, you know, it's really upsetting. Reality TV completely skews what America is really about. Or actually, maybe it represents America, that they're so focused on thinness being ideal, that you aren't a good enough person, you aren't interesting enough if you are overweight. To get that to that level of being on reality TV, you have to be thin and you have to be good to look at. They did, you know, just add an overweight cast member on the latest season of Fresh Meat with MTV, which, I mean, is nice. It's probably the first, you know, quote-unquote fat person I've ever seen on reality TV. So I really applaud him for that, but at the same time, it's a male, and male obesity is a little bit more well-received, because as long as they're, like, the funny typecast guy, whereas female obesity is never really allowed. And even in Sarah's case, they typecast him as a bitter, upset, angry person, when really they're the ones who have actually created that perception and created that attitude. And so basically, you know, I just want to end this episode saying that it's very important that everyone keeps in mind that no matter what you weigh or what you don't weigh, if you're light, you know, really respect each other and respect each other's life decisions, and as well as just, you know, really try to get to know people before you make that judgment. Now, just to let you know, on next week's episode, I am going to be talking about sex. I'm going to make a very explicit podcast about sex and really why it's more difficult, obviously, when you're obese. I'm going to get into some of the nitty-gritty about it. Also, I am going to explain how you can make that better. And so that's really going to be the main focus of next week's podcast, you know, in relationships and things like that. Now, also, if you'd like to reach me by email, you can most certainly do that. You can do that at missfattypodcast@hotmail.com. Now, that is missfattiepodcast@hotmail.com. And I really encourage, if you have any questions, send them that way. Because if you do send me questions, I most certainly will read them on air. And I'd like to say I'm most gratefully yours. Thanks for tuning in, Miss Fatty.